Lagers, pilsners, India pale ales, double IPAs, doppelbocks, Belgian goldens. That's right, it's all here on another round of Brews Day Tuesday. Here's Drez and Big Nate.
Got a little more sound of that one, but of course I didn't turn the microphone on.
Yeah, well,
well,
we tried.
So during the break, we figured out the song we were talking about that I completely forgot that I had sent to Kyle ahead of planning all of this. Mastodon, a little Blood and Thunder action, because when I think rum, I think pirates, and when I think pirates, I think Moby Dick, and when I think Moby Dick,
yeah.
I think Mastodon, because that's the way my brain works.
Like I said, I don't know if you even know this, but when you texted me that song, I was downtown at Sharky's playing some pool. I'm like, that's perfect.
Such a good song.
And then we both forgot about it before we got here today.
No, we did. And I do love Rob Zombie, but you need some Mastodon on a rum afternoon. Of course, we've now switched liquors. He's got the gold rum. I've got the silver rum. And we're going to be making some cocktails again for each other. During the break, I had the Mount Holly, New Jersey Mule, and it lived up and exceeded every one of my expectations. I thought it was delicious. I liked the ginger beer I had. The rum was a pretty good pairing. I'm giving that one a 4.25. Now, the Cuba Libre that you made, you did not feel as good about that.
That's right. I thought the Mule was better. I feel like the Cuba Libre would have been better if it wasn't a molasses rum.
All right.
If it was spiced or if it was just a straight gold rum, not the syrupy taste, it would have been a better Cuba Libre.
Okay. I can see that being the case. Of course, this round we're going to be making different cocktails. I'm making something that I've made for years that I'm pretty confident we'll get some high marks. What are you making?
Something I've never made before. It's a planter's punch. It's got the rum, the pineapple juice, lime juice, grenadine, and club soda.
Okay. All right. So I'm making I don't know what its official name is. I've always called it the Rum Sunset.
That's the Big Nate name, the Rum Sunset.
The Rum Sunset. So I've got a couple of different varieties I try here. This one's the one that I personally think is the best arrangement. And it's orange juice. I mean, rum, of course. Peach nectar from concentrate and pineapple juice. And then it's a little lovely grenadine topping. I think a lot of this relies on the presentation. So we're going to be using the silver rum, and I'll start getting that thrown together here in a second.
I know you asked me if I liked pulp. Is that the peach or the pineapple? I'm expecting the pulp in here.
The orange juice.
The orange juice?
I've never encountered pineapple or peach juice with pulp. But
well, to be fair, I've never had peach juice, but pineapple I've had pulp in.
That might be a possibility. Well, now I got to check. I also like... This was on sale, so I sprung for the fancy pineapple juice just because it happened to be on sale. Usually I just get the can, and I do have the can of the peach nectar, which I have a problem with the phrase nectar because it's peach juice. This is not nectar. Nectar comes from the flower, but
yeah,
you go down those Latin aisles, and sometimes they get a little flowery with their descriptions. But we're going to go ahead and give this a go. We'll see if I can still make this as well as I usually do with a microphone in front of me. Because that's the adventure we're on today. I like a good Booze Day Tuesday. There's no pressure because even if the drink's messed up, you'll still feel good about it. Oh, good Lord. I have to remember the order in which I did this. Aha! So I start with the silver rum. Then I'm going to move to the pineapple juice. And the reason it's called a sunset is because of the color once everything is fully mixed and prepared. That might be a bit much pineapple, but we're going to find out. And after this, we're going to go watch the Tom Cruise masterpiece Cocktail. Kyle, big fan of Tom Cruise.
I will not be watching.
What's your aversion to Tom Cruise? Is it just because he's nuts?
I've just never been a fan of his acting style. The only movie I've ever liked him in was... what was the one with the gambling? His brother could, her friend could count cards.
Rain Man.
Rain Man. That's the only movie I've liked.
Rain Man's a good movie. I'll give you Rain Man.
But that's the only movie I've actually been able to sit and watch Tom Cruise in. I've tried the Mission Impossibles because you know I've got that movie poster.
I love the Mission Impossible.
I've got
the movie. I like the first two. I haven't watch much past the first two. I saw the second one in theaters.
Yeah, I've got that movie poster hanging up in my apartment. That Mission Impossible was on it, and I just didn't like it.
All right, so now I've got to float the grenadine, and that's where this, so far, see, it's just mostly orange, pineapple, orange, peach. We've got to float the grenadine. We've got to make this pretty.
So this is Planner's Punch, and it looks like punch.
It does look like punch. It looks like remember the days of High C or Hawaiian Punch?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. Oh, nope, I sank it. All right, well, this just became we just changed from a sunset to a sunrise. Still going to be delicious. I don't care. Well, it looks beautiful.
After the show, when you
look
try
this.
It yourself,
look at
we'll
this.
Have to, that does look pretty good.
Look at it. I used the wrong side of the spoon. Bear with me. So that is the rum sunrise.
This
and that's why there's two different variations.
It's the Planner's Punch.
And that one's an actual drink. It's been a hot minute since I've made one, because when you have toddlers and children running around, you don't, your cocktails are basically rum and Coke, bourbon and Coke, vodka and Bloody Mary mix. But, all right. I can see the ice. Granted, all of my ingredients were pretty damn cold, but
the glass felt warm, so it
now,
was a preemptive.
The rum is not going to float, so it may settle. So Okay. You may get like that last little bit is just going to be like grenadine and rum. But as far as presentation,
we'll see
I'm
how
pretty proud
out.
Of that. Still backwards of what I wanted, but
it looks good.
Yeah, we need ice over here. That club soda was sitting in the freezer. Why is it?
Don't know.
We've got to get your AC working, or get you like. Do you have a power inverter
in the truck?
Yeah,
not entirely sure. Couldn't tell you.
We'll get you a power inverter and a mini fridge.
I think I just need a new blower motor, and I might need to get whatever it is charged that puts out the
Freon.
Yeah.
Ah, blower motors are cheap, and you can get. Have you tried a recharge kit? Because they're like
not yet
$30.
Until this week, it hasn't really gotten hot enough for me to worry about it not being. AC-wise, because I can just roll the windows
I
down.
I watched you all summer last year just sweating.
I had AC last summer.
Did you?
Yeah, after I bought the truck, I had AC when I first got it. I just prefer driving with the windows down.
Since I've known you, you've gone through three vehicles?
Okay,
through no fault of your own,
you knew,
I'm not judging.
You knew the end of life for my
04
Silverado.
This is not a judgment.
It had 350,000 miles on it. It wasn't going much farther.
Dude, was that the one that had no heat?
Yeah, no heat.
That's right. I knew you had an HVAC
issue. The Jeep
issue.
I only had for a month.
And that was tragic.
And then I got
it was one of the worst days I've had at work. JT comes down the hall. Kyle's been in an accident. You need to come with me. Now, was I much help at all that day?
No. But you were there.
I was concerned, and I feel like I did check in on you, but there was nothing I could have done.
But no, even now, after having the Titan for a year, I still do miss that Jeep. That was my favorite vehicle I've had, and that quick.
No, that was a rough day.
Only reason I gave it up is because they were going to pay for me to get a new vehicle.
And that definitely is a motivating factor.
They gave
factor,
me over
but
twice what I paid for it.
I do remember for a bit there... Kyle was going to the club like it was nobody's business. That was one
after
hell of an insurance payout.
No,
I
that
meant
was...
the insurance payout. No, that's not that true. Was... Kyle didn't do that. He's very responsible, almost annoyingly so.
How is it annoyingly so?
And you've stopped us from jaywalking at any event, probably for our own safety. You consistently show up early, but when we text you, it's a big... Why are you texting me? I'm not on my way yet.
To be fair, y'all don't... Well, you text me.
Do you know why I text you?
JT and Drez, they'll email me, and then they'll get a reply hours later because I don't check my email.
Do you know why I text you? Because everyone else feels bad doing it, and then they'll just make me do it, and I'm... I think I do say every time is so-and-so asked me to text you.
You know, I would... I'm going to say it now.
Like,
I would prefer...
You're reliable. You are an incredibly reliable person. You've never let me down.
That's why I'm saying now. I would prefer getting texts because if I'm not in at work, I don't check my email.
Nor should you.
It doesn't happen.
All right. And I think that's why they make me text you, because they're afraid. He's going to respond to a text. If he doesn't, he's possibly dead. I don't know. Well, we all love and appreciate you, Kyle, and that's not just because you brought in rum for a Booze Day Tuesday. Speaking of which, what's the move? I know we're only on Tuesday, which I believe is a certain pizza day for you.
Yeah, every Tuesday I go to Your Pie out here in Blacksburg.
Told you, he's reliable.
That's just for the double points.
Ladies, call us up, 540-731-1053. We got you covered, Kyle. What is the big move for a summer weekend in Blacksburg?
If it's open now, I know they've been doing some remodeling, but especially in Blacksburg, Sharky's is the place to be for downtown. If you're trying to drink, they've got great food as well. I know right now they're remodeling because they're getting rid of the back bar, turning it into an upstairs bar because they've been getting heat from the fire marshals or whatever, but they're doing a huge expansion right now. So I don't think they're quite open back up yet for people to come in, but it'll be great to see once school starts back up how that upstairs bar is looking and how that's going to work getting into the place at least.
All right, so we're looking forward to Sharky's. I always love the Sharky's here in Radford. I don't often travel out to Blacksburg, but when I do, actually, that's a fun story for you. Speaking of Your Pie and Sharky's and restaurants in Blacksburg, finally got to go to Mellow Mushroom for the first time a couple weeks back.
That was the
festival day, wasn't it? Yeah, that was Summer Solstice Fest. Mellow Mushroom, absolutely delicious pizza. Had a great experience, except for the whole this is why we don't take our children out to restaurants. You want to hear that story?
I have not heard it yet, so let's do
okay.
it. Okay.
Keep in mind, we had been out at the Summer Solstice Fest. It was like 80 degrees outside. We were in the hot sun, you know, playing and just generally stuff you would do on the Summer Solstice. There's the water slide. There's all these cool, like, family fun zones. And, you know, I'd been pretty good, pretty rigorous in the let's make sure these children are fed. Let's make sure these children drink their water. What I didn't think about is the quality of what I was feeding them, because there was definitely some cotton candy going around. Tons of sweets.
It's a festival. You got to let that happen.
I would say you fill children up with sugar and then you take them to a pizza joint and they get some hot pizza pie in their stomach. And what happens? This is a first for me as a parent. And my oldest, by the way, who is 4, threw up in the middle of the Mellow Mushroom. And of course, I'm not one of those who's like, oh, we got to leave now. Like, I've got to clean this mess up. Yeah. It's my kids. We've got to clean this up. I finished cleaning it up. Hey, you wouldn't have known that anyone threw up there because I used so many diaper wipes and I put them back in our diaper bag and took them all home with me. And I pay the bill, get the pizza in the boxes, get ready to go. And then again, I'm like, oh, Jesus, this
Harper
is a whole
again?
Incident. Yes.
Okay.
And the table next to us is like, oh, my God, that kid just threw up. So if you're ever out in public, this is the moral. If the parent has any sense of being a good parent, they're already going to feel bad. Do not, like, double down. Like, oh, my God, that kid just threw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're having a blast over here. We're trying to have a nice family outing. So to you, sir, drunken man at Mellow Mushroom, you can go to hell. Again, I cleaned it all up, and it took us 45 minutes to get out of Mellow Mushroom. Pizza was delicious. We took a majority of it home because of the whole throw-up situation. And it's really good cold. Apparently, they advise you on the box not to heat it up.
So that's one thing for me. I've never had pizza at Mellow. Every time I've been there, I've only gotten a burger.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. And there were some things on the menu that were like, I could come here and definitely just not get pizza. The one that really kind of stood out to me and kind of Drez talked about it is their pretzels. Apparently their pretzels are absolutely delicious.
They're
phenomenal. Drez is a sucker for pretzels, so he's going to say that no matter what. I think more than anything, I'm just hungry now.
Yeah.
Are you salivating over there?
I can't tell if I'm salivating or if I just got drink in the mustache here that we were talking about earlier.
That's also a struggle. So how is that the rum sunrise treating you?
I like this one better than the mule we had the first segment.
How do you feel about it in comparison to the Cuba Libre?
So we had talked about it between segments. I was not a huge fan of the Cuba Libre because of the molasses, but this, whatever, like all the stuff you put into this, it is significantly better than the two I've tried today. It's
That sounds like you're setting it up to give it a low score. So I'm curious to hear what's the because you're using comparisons better than the Mount Holly Mule,
so
better
you said
than
a
the
five
Cuba Libre.
Is as high as I can go, right?
Yes.
I'd give this one a 4.5.
All right. Good. I'm proud of that one.
Put a little ice in it. It's perfect.
Now, what if I told you the grenadine was supposed to be on top, not bottom? It's hard to float grenadine.
I am ranking this on flavor, not on aesthetics.
All right. Well, I'll live with that. I like this Planter's Punch. I think the Planter's Punch, if I had discovered this in college, would have been one of my go-to drinks. I think now as an adult, there's a lot of, I feel like, residual sugars just hanging around in there. It's a solid-ass flavor, and I would drink it again. Am I going to regret that decision? That remains to be seen. 4.75. So 4.75.
Okay.
Will be the score. So I think this is our highest of the day. Of course, that's going to be our Booze Day Tuesday for today. But next week, Kyle's coming back. Yep. And do you have any idea what we're doing? Because
I think we'll have to go back to brews, but I need to figure out
I was just saying there's a couple of different things that Kyle often talks to me about in our passing, and I know he's got some hot takes on some beers, and I know he's got some favorites that we don't get to try as much as we probably should. So I'm gonna let him take the reins, and we'll be back again next Tuesday. In the meantime, JT up next on 105.3 The Bear. K-Dog gonna be holding down the fort for Drez for the next week and a half or so.
Yep.
Right here. Thank you.
No problem.
On 105.3 The Bear.